Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's electronics revolution from mobile manufacturing to global value chains. The participants are Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Meghna Bose, anchor.
Good evening, listeners. Today we will be discussing about India's electronics revolution from mobile phone manufacturing to global value chains. Today, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, launched the Mobile Phone Manufacturing Scheme, or MPMS. The Union Cabinet had approved the scheme last month with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees. At the press conference today, Mr. Vaishnav said that the scheme has come to effect from 1st April 2026. The scheme aims to increase India's global competitiveness by further scaling up mobile phone production, deepening the domestic mobile manufacturing supply chain, and strengthening manufacturing capabilities within the country. We are joined by economic analyst Shishir Sinha. Mr. Sinha, welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav spoke about the development of the mobile phone manufacturing scheme in future years. Let's listen in to what he said.
Timelines, already the companies are manufacturing, and we have said that this scheme basically kicks in from 1st April of this year, this fiscal year, FY26-27. So from 1st April 2026, the scheme becomes effective. So that way there is a continuity of the previous program, so that all the hard work which the sector has done so far also gets accounted for. The new Indian brand industry is working on it. There is a lot of discussion going on between various players in the entire ecosystem, whether it is the brand designers, the component designers, the design of the full phone, the design of the entire PVC, the PCB assembly. All those things are right now that is work in progress.
India's mobile phone manufacturing sector has grown dramatically since 2014 and 15. What do you see as the key factors behind this transformation?
So in 2014-15, the production was around 18,000 crore rupees. Now it is 6.27 lakh crore as on 31st March 2026. That means there is a growth of almost 33 times. If you talk about the export, in 2014-15, the export was around 1,500 crore. Now it is 2.59 lakh crore, which is showing a growth of 165-fold. So why there is a need for this scheme? We had a scheme which is called Production Linked Incentive Scheme. And that scheme ended on March 31st, 2026. Since we already have built some kind of systems, we have already developed an ecosystem, and the data is giving some kind of encouragement that we should need to do something more. So that is why this new scheme has been brought. This is one thing. Second, the most important part of this is that now we have to encourage more and more Indian brands also. We have seen that all the global brands, like whether we talk about Apple, whether we talk about Samsung, or whether we talk about Nokia, they all are doing assembling work here. But there are also some of the Indian brands. So this particular scheme is also focusing on incentivizing at a higher level for the Indian brand. The next part is the localization of component. Because at this moment, what we are seeing that most of the mobile handset which are being assembled here, they have a lot of components which are imported. And at this moment, we are facing another challenge, that is the lack of chip and the other components. So that is also affecting the prices. Now the effort is to increase the localization from 23-24% to more than 30% or 35%. So if you increase the localization, the cost will come down, and that will also add enhance your competitiveness. So these are some of the features of the new scheme, and this scheme, as you rightly mentioned, that 62,500 crore, some of the incentive like 2.25% to 5%, and important thing is there that the scheme also provide additional incentive of up to 1.5% linked to domestic sources of sourcing of key component and assembling. So as I was mentioning, that localization has to be improved. So these are some of the features of the new scheme.
99.2% of mobile phones used in India are now manufactured domestically. We all know that. Does this indicate that India has successfully moved beyond import dependence when it comes to mobile phones?
Certainly. Now, see, if you take any mobile handset, and in India, we always say that the basic need, definition of basic need has changed. Earlier, the basic need definition was what? what we call as a roti kapla and makan.
Absolutely.
Now we call it as a roti kapla, makan, mobile handset and the data. So you need mobile handset has become a part of our day-to-day life. I mean, if you talk about the digital India, that cannot run without mobile handset. Now, when you are going to buy a mobile handset, and we all know that Indians are very aspirational, so they are looking for global brands at local cost. So that is possible only when these things are assembled in India and the costing is done in such a manner so that the people, an average middle class family or even the lower middle income class family, they can easily buy the branded one. So that is why, as you rightly mentioned, that over 99% people are having mobile handset which are locally assembled. I'm not using the word manufactured because these units are basically assembled here. So now this 99% almost, I mean, every mobile handset now being used, that's a success of what we call as the production linked incentive scheme.
As you have mentioned that this new scheme also offers additional incentives to manufacturers that source components and sub-assemblies locally. Could this push encourage companies to invest more in domestic component manufacturing and help India capture a larger share of the value generated by each mobile phone?
Like when you talk about the incentive is 2.25% to 5%, then we have another incentive up to 1.5% for domestic sourcing. And there's another incentive for building Indian brands, an additional incentive at the rate of 3% on eligible sales for design and R&D of the product. I think that is a very important component of this scheme. What happens that when you are investing more and more in research and development, that is also saving a lot of foreign exchange, because when you are sourcing something from outside, you have to pay royalty, you have to pay other cost also. But if you have developed on your own, that will save the foreign exchange and that is going to benefit the country as a overall. Also, you should remember that now India is focusing more on our developing chips. And what we understand that some of the units have already started production. And we believe that by the mid of next year, we will have more and more semiconductor thing. So the problem of that the chips are getting costlier, so the cost of mobile handset will go up. That may be things of past because we will be in a position to produce on our own. So if you are going for R&D and government is providing some kind of support to that R&D, that will also have an impact on the competitiveness of that particular company. If you take each and every component, each and every vertical of this particular scheme, that is going to promote more and more what we call as the Make in India, Made in India for the world.
Domestic value addition in electronics has also increased from 15% to 23%, you have mentioned. How important is this increase and how much further does India need to go?
In this press conference by Mr. Vaishnav, he also talked about that we have to take it to more than 30% or 35% kind of thing. So why domestic sourcing is important? Because don't want just to be an assembling unit. I mean, every component is being imported from one country or the other country, and there are some robots available here which are just doing the thing. So I will give you an example of the automobile industry. Way back in, say, 80s and 90s, we were having just one automobile company or two automobile company. Now we have almost all the global companies in India, and they are manufacturing the car. They're not just assembling the car. Yeah. And when automobile companies set up, say in Manesar, which is near Delhi, there are also number of secondary units which are providing components, which are providing what we call as the various parts and other things. So those parts, if they are developed by the Indian companies, that is going to encourage the SMEs, small and medium enterprises. So the large enterprises are assembling, the small and medium enterprises are providing parts and the other thing. And at the same time, there is a possibility for the startups also to think about what new they can bring it with the help of R&D.
The new scheme also aims to build Indian mobile brands. What will it take for Indian electronic brands to move from the domestic market to becoming globally competitive brands?
I think the three things. One is, of course, the quality. Quality always takes you to the trust. I mean, when the quality is good, you say, okay, I have to buy this one. Like today, you are having Apple iPhone. You are having some kind of trust on that iPhone. Do you have the similar kind of trust on any of the Indian brand? That is something which will help you or which will encourage you to buy that particular Indian brand, number one. Number two, what kind of cost they are going to have? What kind of cost competitiveness they are going to have? Like when we talk about iPhone, there is a series every year, 15, 16, 17, and the cost goes up like 1 lakh or more than 1 lakh rupees. But you pay 1 lakh rupees just because that brand is giving you that kind of cost, and it is also giving some kind of assurance that you will have something new, something extra. That competitiveness should be part of that the Indian brand, and that will be possible through the R&D. And the third and the most important thing is, if they want to become a global thing, that the logistic cost of taking that brand to the market, what kind of cost it is going to have. So suppose that a Korean company or a American company, considering their economy of scale, the logistic cost is slightly on a lower side. But if our scale of economy is on a lower side, then our cost of taking that to the market will be very high. Mm-hmm. So whether we will be able to bring down that logistic cost in taking the product to the market, because ultimately that will help the consumer to buy at a lower cost. So the second part, which I told you about the quality, and if quality is coming with the lower cost, that is going to make Indian brand competitive, and also can help you and also encourage you to go for Indian brand rather than going for the iPhone.
Let's listen to Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav on the role of IPs in mobile phone manufacturing scheme.
TS2 target segment 2 is for supporting Indian IP, Indian design, Indian brand. That's a fundamental initiative. It's a very ambitious initiative, but we have taken in consultation with the industry. If you recall, we had a mobile manufacturing ecosystem, but because of the tax issues and because of the Chinese onslaught, it became impossible for them to compete in the market. Now that we have been able to establish the ecosystem back in our country, time has come when we should be now focusing on developing Indian brand. Indian brand, Indian IP, Indian design. That is the thought process, and I think we'll be taking very measured, very calibrated steps on that. We have very closely coordinated with the industry, and we hope that in the tenure of this mobile phone manufacturing scheme, we'll have a good success on the having Indian brand.
Now, coming to the job market, the electronics sector itself has created nearly 25 lakh jobs, with the mobile manufacturing ecosystem alone supporting around 12 lakh. How important is electronics manufacturing becoming a source of employment in India?
So, you given the figure of electronic industry, so if I go by this number for the mobile assembling, I mean, through this scheme, the number they are expecting is the 60,000 direct jobs. And when you talk about the 60,000 direct jobs, please remember that when there is a direct job of one, there is also some indirect job, that is something around two or three. I will give you just one example, because there is an assembling unit. There are a number of workers coming to work there. So bringing those workers from their residence to the assembling unit, you need transportation. So that transportation will be indirect job. Then the workers, when they are working there, they need canteen facility. That will be the additional indirect job. Then the workers who are living in and around the assembling plant, they will also need various kind of daily provisions. So you will have another kind of indirect job. So the direct job of 60,000 can be converted into total job of more than 3 lakh.
The success of mobile manufacturing has created large number of jobs, particularly for women, as you have mentioned. Nearly 70% of the direct workforce in mobile phone manufacturing is made up of women. What makes this sector particularly capable of bringing women into the formal manufacturing employment?
The most important thing is that the kind of working environment in a mobile assembling unit is slightly different from various manufacturing or other technological thing. And most of the manufacturing, I mean, when we talk about the assembling unit, they are located in and around the bigger cities. So that is also helping a lot of women to go for a job in those area. So I think one is, of course, the working environment, but it all depends on the degree of conduciveness is slightly on a higher side. Also, the proximity to the bigger cities are also bringing more and more women. And of course, the scaling power is something which also suits women. So I think these are some of the factors why women have higher share in the overall workforce of mobile manufacturing or mobile assembling unit.
Mr. Sinha, thank you so much for joining with us for today's spotlight and providing such insightful information to our listeners.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on India's electronics revolution, from mobile manufacturing to global value chains. The participants were Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Meghna Bose, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890940. 4044.
Spotlight.